It's a close race in Virginia, the U.S. Senate race. A half hour ago, we talked with former Senator and former Governor George Allen. And this hour, we're joined live by former Virginia Governor Tim Kaine, running for the Senate in Virginia. Governor, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Yeah, great to be back with you guys at TOP.
You know, one of the things we mentioned half an hour ago was the gridlock in the Senate and the idea that it doesn't seem like things are going to change anytime soon. Do you see anything changing in the Senate? Anybody willing to be more conciliatory and compromising?
Well, I think that the great effort that's going on right now is the one that Mark Warner's right in the middle of. It's a gang of six focusing on fiscal responsibility, but also just rebuilding the civility across the aisle. And there's about 35 senators that are supporting them and working together with them. And, you know, one of the things I pledge to Virginia voters, I don't care whether the gang is 14, 6, or 1.5, if there is a gang in the Senate working across the aisle to solve problems, I'm going to be part of it, just as I have been in local and state office, always part of bipartisan initiatives.
Let me ask you this, because some think that this fiscal cliff we could fall off could come before the new Congress is seated. Do you think there is any truth to that? And would you recommend they go ahead and do something even before the election?
Absolutely. I think that they need to, because to the degree to which people are uncertain about what's going to happen at year end, and then frankly, there won't be a lot of confidence that Congress will be able, if they wait till after election, to suddenly solve problems in 5 weeks. I mean, why would we have that confidence in that? So what I would strongly suggest, and I think this needs to come out of the Senate. I don't think the House is really capable of initiating it in a bipartisan way. I would suggest that the Senate, you know, put a bipartisan plan down on the table. And even if it's not passed or voted on, put a bipartisan plan for fiscal solution on the table, and then let candidates react. Let both the presidential candidates get asked in debates where they stand. Let George Allen and I get asked where we stand. I think it's really important to have a bipartisan a budget solution document down on the table as we go into this fall campaign. And I think it will also increase confidence among the kind of, you know, in the markets and more broadly, and avoid that kind of a fiscal cliff you described.
Are there issues in your campaign that you think are important that are not getting attention in the presidential campaign?
Well, you know, the Virginians care about three things. They care about the economy, they care about fiscal issues, and they care about the one you're asking about, working together. And so in each of those areas, they're getting some, you know, attention, obviously, at the national level. But the Virginia take on the issues is a little bit different. Economically, when I was governor, Virginia was most business-friendly state in America all 4 years. We were lowest 10 unemployment rate and top 10 median income. So people feel in Virginia that while there's still challenges, we're doing some things right that need to be done in Washington. At the fiscal level, you know, I think this may be one of the clearest points in this campaign. George Allen was in the Senate, started with surpluses, converted them into deficits, voted for everything along the way that increased debt, increased spending, even increasing his own pay. I was governor kind of at the same years. I was reducing the size of the state general fund budget and cutting $5 billion out. So we've got to have people in who have a track record, not just of talking about it, but actually making tough cuts. And then the last point that Virginians want is the one you talk about. They want people who know how to work together. And, hey, in 6 of my 8 years in state office, I had 2 Republican houses. For 2 years, I had 1 each. We won a lot of accolades, and we didn't do it because of me. We did it because we knew how to work together.
Tim Kaine, thanks so much. Good luck in the campaign.
Look forward to being back with you guys. Thanks.
Same. Democrat Tim Kaine. We talked earlier this hour with Republican George Allen, 2 candidates now vying for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Jim Webb in Virginia.